Well, hello there. This thing on? Work. Yes, it's working. Okay. Welcome to The Biz with your host, Cleo. Thank you all for coming, and I thank you for all that listen to the archives instead of listening live. Today's guest is Punka Barbie from Blazing Bucks, and I'm getting ready to call her now.
Hi
there.
It's Shirley.
Hey, Shirley, aka Punka Barbie. I love that, Nick.
Thanks.
So how you doing today?
Good, just hammering out some work.
Yeah, you must be on the West Coast looking at your time.
Yeah, California.
How is it out there today?
It's beautiful. It's like 90 degrees out here, clear skies. It's just been gorgeous the whole summer. It's been beautiful.
Just like here.
Now, where are you again? Chicago?
No, I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, it's in the 90s. It's sunny out and it's beautiful.
Awesome.
So, we both got good weather. That's a good start for the day. So, tell everybody about yourself. I know who you are, but they don't, maybe.
So, I go by Punka Barbie, and my first name is Shirley. I work in the adult industry. I work with Blazing Bucks and a webcam site called Chatterbait. For Blazing Bucks, I do like affiliate marketing, anything that pertains to the promotion of websites, I pretty much handle. My official title there is Director of Marketing and Sales. And for the webcam site, Chatterbait, I recruit girls. I kind of the go-to person when it comes to dealing with the models. So I'm their go-to girl.
Okay. I'm familiar with Blazing Bucks. I'm not familiar with the other one that you just mentioned.
Chatterbait? It's spelled chatterbate.com, and that stands, it's a made-up word, and it stands for masturbating while chatting online.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it now. So how did you get into the adult business?
It was kind of a little bit of a fluke. I was in college and was working full time, and it was hard to juggle both. And I kind of got wind of a position, kind of a remote position for an adult feeds company that my dad happened to own. So I kind of sort of got the job and started cold calling. Just different companies. Basically, they had built a program where I could type in adult keywords and a bunch of domains would pop up with the keywords that I typed in. Then if I clicked the domain, the who is information would pop up and I would just call them and tell them about the feeds. And that was my very first adult job. And while I was doing that, I had met Doug Moore, and he told me about a webmaster show in Santa Monica, and I was still living in California, and I figured, hey, why not just pop in, see if I can make a couple sales, and then be on my way. And it's kind of funny looking back at it now, because I invited a bunch of my girlfriends that were like just regular college girls to come with me. I was like, I didn't want to show up by myself and wanted some moral support. So of course my girlfriends came with me, and I didn't realize the attention that we would get, and just all of a sudden we just walk in and we're just swarmed with people. And at the same time I met Eric Mattis, I met XXXJ. There's a lot of people that I met in my very first show that I still talk to this day. And then one thing led to another, and about 4 to 6 months later, I was approached by the celebrity company called XXX Cash. They had like female stars, male stars, and the owner thought I would be really good for multiple things, for affiliate support. I also had the interest in celebrities as far as like gossip, who's dating who, and I would be useful to update the sites. And then in addition to it, I also had the technical background where I didn't need somebody to help me update the site. I could just do it on my own. So I went for an interview, and then next thing I know, I got a job, and I ended up in Arizona, and that was like my very first full-time gig. Like, and I learned a lot from there, from that company. I worked really closely with Karash. I'm not sure if you know him, but he's with Local Billing.
Nice.
Worked really close with him, and it was a good time.
So your dad was an adult already.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so you're a second generation adult.
Yeah. Pretty much. My dad was one of the first adult, programmers. My grandfather was in the Army, and he helped pioneer computer programming in the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad picked up programming, and we're talking like late 80s, early 90s. I mean, he's been doing it forever. And he built this company called Webmaster Paradise, which is still around today. And he had Flat Rate Live, which was a free live feed, and it was based out of Costa Rica, but that closed down.
Okay. So tell me more about Blazing Bucks. It's an interesting program. They have a lot of interesting niches.
Yeah, they have two networks. That they have the niche network and the solo girl network. The most popular solo girl would be Bree Olson. Just recently, she was, not just recently, this whole year, she's been all over the media. She was dating Charlie Sheen.
And I remember that.
Yes, that was all over. All over the news. And it was good. She really liked him, and she really moved to – she lives in Indianapolis, and she hates L.A. So for her to move to L.A. really showed that there was something – there was real chemistry between her and Charlie Sheen.
Okay. The Blazing Bucks, do they actually – they totally control the sites, or are they just a collection of independents under their label?
No, they totally – well, for the majority of the sites, they do everything for the sites. The girls are contracted under Blazing Bucks.
Okay. Yeah, they've been. What kind of promotional materials did you have for the affiliates?
They have everything from hosted flash trailers, which are very cool. They have them for the niche sites, and basically the main trailer that they have on the website, they pulled that out. And you could put that, just the trailer, on any website. Which I haven't seen anyone else do. So that kind of makes them stand apart from everyone else. They have the usual, they have like thousands and thousands of free hosted galleries, video galleries, picture of the day, flash banners, regular static banners, GIFs, they have downloadable content.
Do you let any of your trusted affiliates go into the members area and grab stuff to do promotionals?
Yes, we absolutely do. We usually give username and passwords to affiliates that are good for 3 months at a time.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking around. Actually, I'm guilty of signing up with Blazing Bucks years ago and never really doing anything with.
Oh, no.
I have to change that.
Yeah. It's all high-quality content, all exclusive. They update. Some update once a week. Others update once every other week.
Okay.
It's all exclusive, so you can't find it anywhere else. We also offer trials. Just up recently, we just opened trials up to everyone. Before, you had to ask for them. Now, by default, all affiliates get the $1.95 trial option to promote.
Okay, then that's, you could recur in on that.
Right. So you could do either flat pay or rev share.
And this other cam site that I'm not terribly familiar with, that's what's offered for that for affiliates?
They have banners, landing pages. It's a live cam site, so we don't have too much other than banners and embed cam and chat room, pop-up code, and text ads. The cool thing about Chatterbait is that any broadcaster, or let's say any solo girl model, wants to do a show for her members or for her group, she doesn't have to do too much. It's very much like YouTube, where you hit broadcast, and then all of a sudden on the bottom of your page, you're going to get an embed code. That embed code, you can put it on any website, and all of a sudden you have live streaming on your website, on any blog, on anything, so which is pretty cool.
Make it really easy for the models.
Right. And especially if they don't have someone there helping them. If they know how to embed a code and, you know, share a YouTube video, then they know how to share a video here.
Yeah, but most of the talent is kind of technically impaired, I've noticed.
Yes, that's a nice way to put it.
You sound like you said you knew how to code and everything when you got into this biz.
Yeah. Yeah, I built my first website when I was 14 and then started playing around with it. And I started to learn how to make my page load faster. I wanted to learn how to, you know, little things, make a gallery, change the text, and then all of a sudden it developed into, oh, I want a design. Let me integrate it. And having my dad there at home was very nice and an unlimited amount of resource to help me. And he wanted to see me learn, which I'm so thankful, because God knows I wasn't very interested in school, and I hate to say that, but it's the truth.
I can appreciate that. Dia, what's your favorite tools for coding and stuff?
I don't code anymore. I'm now just kind of more of a traffic analyst. Okay. Is kind of where I started to go. So I do a lot of crunching numbers, looking at an affiliate's website, looking at what we have, seeing how we can tweak and make things better, keep an eye on their stats. You know, affiliates, they have so many programs that they have on their website. So if it's a very good affiliate and I see it's a very high ranking website, I will go ahead and monitor that account on my own and give suggestions throughout the week until we hit a very good sign up ratio.
That's great. That's mutually beneficial to both of you.
Right, exactly.
And what's any new plans for Blazing Bucks or anything, or?
Yes, there are three sites that are in the making. They can be found in the members area, but they're not open to affiliates to promote yet. We want to make sure that we've tweaked and done everything before it's released. But there's Cherry Petite and Sassy Melly, who's very cute. She's from Montreal.
Okay. So, but both are solo models.
No, Cherry Petite is a multi-girl site.
Okay. And well, how long has Blazing Bucks been around? Like, it seems to me they've been around a long time.
Yeah, they were quietly around since 2004, I want to say.
Okay.
And there was two guys that originally opened the program. Sky Scott and Mark, who's very public. Scott was kind of sort of the talent, and he produced everything, and Mark helped put together the actual affiliate program. And as of recently, Gamma has bought a stake into Blazing Bucks, so they're also hold a stake in the company.
That explains the mailing I got from Gamma.
Oh.
I was confused about that.
Yeah, we do a lot of cross promotions. Yeah. We work actually very close with the people over there.
You know, when you've been in this business as long as I have, you end up signed up to a lot of places that you kind of just forget about until you see someone like you coming to the boards. And I love you, Nick. Where did you pick up Punk Barbie from?
I've always been, like, my family's always called me Barbie since I was always so skinny. And then I was very much through, like, a punk rock stage. My hair was pink. I had, like, seriously 13 piercings. And by the time I was getting into adult and registering on the boards, I, like, couldn't think of anything cooler than, like, oh, Punk or Barbie, you know, like... That was a thing that my friends had called me, and couldn't think of anything better. The only problem was at that stage of life, I was kind of already beyond that, you know, but as far as what, I was kind of far beyond the whole punk rock look. My my extracurricular activities really never changed, but I had found that if I didn't give myself away, it wouldn't be as obvious. So... call me a conformist, but I lost the pink hair, lost the piercings, and look like a normal person now.
Just like me. I also went through the punk rock stages. Now I'm just old. So what music influenced you back in the punk rock days? I have to ask.
Dead Kennedys, pretty much.
Okay.
Loved them.
Nina Hagen.
I'm sorry?
I said Nina Hagen.
Nina Hagen. I don't think I know.
Yeah. I think that was, I think I'm considerably older than you, so different punk rock eras.
That's too funny.
When you mentioned the crazy hair and all the piercings and everything, I just related to it. But, Chris, that was a long, long time ago.
Yeah. So, it just, Punker Barbie was a lot cooler than Shirley. Let me tell you that.
When I think Shirley, I think of Airplane.
Yes, I get that all the time.
God, you poor thing. I mean, I can't imagine growing up with the name Shirley.
Shirley must be kidding. Don't call me Shirley.
Yeah, that became a classic. So where do you see yourself going in this business?
Right now, working with both Chatterbait and Blazing Bucks, and that's been preoccupying a lot of my time. I've come from a very strong solo girl background since I was working with Spunky Cash for a solid 5 years. Mm-hmm. And as of right now, I'm looking for my solo girl, Starlet. So I shoot every once in a while, just trying to see what the talent is out there. I live in San Bernardino County, and there's not a single other adult that I'm aware of company in the area. The majority of the people that are in Los Angeles shoot geared, why not take advantage? Definitely a couple of cute girls, but nothing, you know, Jordan Capri status, nothing Kate's Playground status, nothing, you know, like Got Giselle, you know. So I'm just shooting them, and eventually I'll release a amateur site. And up until the point that I find that one girl, then I'll base side around her. But I haven't found her yet.
I'm sitting here looking at Chatterbait again. And what's the payout for the models?
The payout is the site itself gives over $11,000 away to broadcasters, which is really good because there aren't a lot of girls broadcasting at the moment since it's a new website, mm-hmm. which means it's pretty easy money. There's not a lot of competition on the website. And so there's a first place and a second place winner every hour. And the goal is to have the most people in your chat room. And first place gets $10, second place gets $5. In addition to them broadcasting, they can also receive tips from the audience. And there's one girl on there who's killing it right now. She's making at least an easy $1,400 a week on tips. She's killing it. Her name is Lovely Ann on the site. So
the girls get to keep all their tips?
Yes.
Okay.
Each token is worth 5 cents to them.
Okay.
And it breaks to actually, they make some pretty good money on there. We have a girl who really likes the site, and she's like, this is better than minimum wage. You know, why work a normal job when I can just work here and pick up a couple of, you know, she makes pretty good money on there. Her name is Mercy Rain.
No, I manage a couple of solo sites for a couple of, basically my neighbors. They're always looking for new places to, like this.
Yeah, and they also get referral money too, which is awesome. For a lot of people that have like Twitter, Facebook, and all their social media accounts, if they say, "Hey, come look at me in my chat room. You'll help me win money," mm-hmm. and the person they refer signs up, they potentially have the ability to make a dollar for every new sign up. So here's a dollar for every new person you get to sign up, and it's free. The site itself is absolutely free. You don't even need an email address to create an account. So, I mean, it's virtually free if you want it to be. Of course, we have the option to have tokens, but that's not mandatory. So now they have the ability to make money off of free signups. They have the ability to make money off of tips and the hourly contests. So they could, you know, depending how much effort they put into the site, they could make some pretty good money.
excuse me. I'm definitely going to be telling the models about this site.
Yeah. Thank you. And, you know, if you want to sign up for an account and let them sign up under you, if they reach the bare minimum of $20 on the website, you get $50 for the referral.
Oh, wow. Well, I definitely do love doing referrals.
Yeah.
So, what else are you doing in this business? Anything or just about
That's
it?
Pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, things are going really good. I'm headed on a cruise around the Mexican Riviera next weekend.
Oh, nice.
And then I come back for 4 nights, and my boyfriend and I are headed off to London. Then we are going to Spain, and we're going to go hit Ibiza for their closing parties. So that should be fun. We'll be out there for 9 days.
Oh, wow. I envy you. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
So, any tips for people that are interested in these programs?
Yes. Contact me and let me see your website. I'll let you know what's best for you. I think that's the biggest thing is people are overwhelmed with programs. There's so many sites on there. And I'll admit, not every site on Blazing Bucks is an updating site. So it's very important. And this is common. This is not just Blazing Bucks. I'm not just going to throw them. There's a lot of programs that continue to have websites. Let affiliates promote sites that don't update. For every single affiliate that signs up to Blazing Bucks, you can expect a personalized email from me suggesting what sites are best for them.
Okay. I assume when the surfers sign up for one site, they get access to all the sites in the portfolio?
Yes, on the niche though. It has to be, so if you're if it's the niche site where we have like a MILF, teen, blowjob, then mm-hmm. you're going to get access to all of those. If the surfer signs up to one of the solo sites, then he's going to have access to all the solo girl network.
Well, that's a great idea. That way you can hopefully get some multiple signups.
Yeah, and rebills too.
And rebills. Rebills are good.
Especially for the models because they like that.
Have you guys been hit by the slowdown in the last year or two?
We've been managing to stay pretty well afloat, especially with the whole Bree Olson thing. We had a ton of type-in traffic from the whole Charlie Sheen scandal from like December to well into June. We had a ton of type-ins. So that was nice.
That was pretty juicy gossip.
Yes, we could not believe that Charlie Sheen had showed up to AVN to see Bree Olson. We were like, no way. And nonetheless, go out in public and be like, this is my girlfriend. We were just blown away. I mean, everyone in the company was told to stay hush hush. So, of course, we weren't at liberty to say anything at the time, but it was crazy.
Now, are those two still dating, or do you know?
No, they're just friends. It just didn't work out. She has, a life in Indianapolis and has like a cat and a house that she built. And it was very hard to leave everything for a guy, especially Bree Olson's a very independent woman. I don't know if you've read any of her tweets or follow her blog, but she's not a timid girl by any means. She says what she thinks.
Okay. Yeah, my knowledge of all this is pretty much limited to the what made the national news, but it was interesting.
Yes, it was.
So, anything else you'd like to add, or?
That's I think Chatterbait and Blazing. But oh, and vote for me.
Vote
I'm
for you.
nominated for GFY's People's Choice Awards. So please vote for me. I am in the Affiliate Manager of the Year category.
Oh, cool. Do you
Thanks.
get anything for that, or just
Just bragging rights. Good enough for
bragging
me.
rights? Bragging rights is good. Bragging rights is good. So I guess you like California.
Yes, but actually, I didn't move out here. The reason I'm in San Bernardino County, the less desirable area in California, is I was dating my boyfriend back in Arizona where we met, and he finished medical school and got accepted to practice anesthesia in San Bernardino. In the He works at the Loma Linda Hospital, which is located in San Bernardino County. So by contract, he has to live near the hospital.
Okay.
So that's how we ended up in back in California. And it's so funny because I always thought, if I ever move back to California, I'm going to be in Hollywood or I'm going to be in San Francisco. No, it did not work out that way at all. But it's okay.
Yeah,
We're
I used to live in San Francisco, so I'm familiar with the northern side of California.
Oh, nice. Love that area.
Cold. Very cold.
Yes.
I finally had to
Yeah.
move back to Florida to warm up. So you got a doctor for a boyfriend.
I do, an anesthesiologist.
That is a doctor, isn't it? Or are they?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's a doctor.
Okay.
Yes. Got 4 years undergrad, 4 years med school, 1 year internship, and by then you're already 9 years into school. And let's not forget, depending what specialty you want to go to, whether it be plastics, cardio, he went into anesthesia, which requires 3 years residency. So he is on his last year, and he could either, at the end of his last year, he could either open his own practice, join a group. Pretty much, he's calling the shots finally.
I always had a feeling doctors went to school for this.
Yeah, they're in school forever.
Yes, I see that. Unlike us pornographers.
Yeah, he's a little jealous that I don't have any student loans or any of that. And I still make more than him right now.
Yeah, no student loans is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got lots of friends drowning in debt.
yeah
Yeah, one of my friends, she's a college professor, and I mean, at the rate she's making money and at the rate her school loans is, she's going to be 80 years old by the time she pays them off.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, all that to be a college professor. Anyway, well, I can't think of anything else to ask you, Shirley. You've been informative.
I'm sorry.
I said you've been very informative.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm definitely going to start pushing Blazing Bucks again, and I'm definitely going to send a few of my friends over to the chat site.
Chatterbait. Yeah, you know, feel free to give them my contact info. I am the go-to girl as far as questions they might have with a contest. I mean, there's the minimum payout for models to receive money is $50. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, there's girls on there that are making that simply off the contest money in a day.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're a cam model and you're not making $50, you really should be doing something else.
Yeah. Yeah, so some girls on there, they're killing it, and there's no limit to how many times they can win the contest money.
That's I guess the guys can go private with them, and
they have no, they cannot.
Oh, they cannot. Oh, it's strictly the rooms.
Yep. However, I do see even though there's no way you could one-on-one on the site Chatterbait to. There's no button to be like, okay, one-on-one. Mm-hmm. However, I do see girls accepting tokens and then setting a password on their room and then only giving that person who tipped them the password to their room. So there's technically no, but there's ways around it.
Okay, so they could password protect their rooms.
Right.
Okay, that's sort of private.
Right, but then, you know, they can instant message and work out whatever deals they want to behind the scenes, accept the tokens, and then set their room onto password protected.
Okay. Some good programs there you're managing.
Thanks. You know, with so much out there, I really try to work with programs that have a history and a positive one, not new companies are coming in looking to make a quick dollar and bail out.
Is there cross sales on the Blazing Bucks signups?
There is, okay. But just check them off and.
It's not hidden or anything. The surface.
No.
Okay, so it's a good cross sale.
And they also yes, it's a good cross sale. And also they handle all customer calls in house.
Okay.
So it's no questions asked. If they don't want the cross sale, they're immediately refunded. That's done in-house. So that's not outsourced. You get a real person working from the Blazing Bucks offices giving you the refund.
So you treat your members well.
Yes.
That's important.
Very, yes. You want them to continue signing up for websites.
Yes, you do. They definitely do. Well, I can't think of anything else. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, thank you for being on the show. You've been great.
Thank you. All right, well, you have a good day.
Okay, Shirley, thank you very much.
Bye. Bye.
Well, that was Shirley from Blazing Bucks, a.k.a. Punka Barbie. She's been great. And, I think that pretty much concludes our show. We'll make another short one this time. Thank you all for coming, and I thank all the people listening to the archives for listening to the archives. Bye now.